Beckett's Radio, FM 104.6.
Here with Beckett's Radio, we've got special guests in the studio. I don't know whether I can call you Daz or D, because this is like a serious part of the show.
Here on a professional capacity, so yeah, Darren's fine.
Okay, so you've gone from Daz or D to Darren.
Yeah.
We've downgraded you, Darren. Okay, and you brought someone with you. Do you want to just introduce?
Yeah, so this is Vicky Hunter. Vicky Hunter's a re-enrolment leader from our community outreach service based across the Isle of Wight, who's here today to talk about some recruitment opportunities for individuals. We're also going to plug an event we've got coming up next week as well.
Do you want to just, before we go any further, can you just tell us what you do as well? We're going to come to you in a minute, Vicky. Yeah. But what do you do, Darren?
So my role is the business support manager for our internal providers. So working directly with our nominated individual, Martin Garbett, we basically go out and support business and projects across all of our internal services in adult social care. And I've got 7 services, I think, in total that we look after. And I have a very small team, and we go out, we do general business admin cover, and we do projects and basically look at streamlining processes, introducing technology into delivering the service to improve it, and always maintaining to ensure that we go with CQC regulations and always inspire to become outstanding services across all of our internal providers. That's our aim.
Okay, so if you weren't doing that, if all of a sudden we took you out of the equation and your team, what would happen?
They would struggle. They would really struggle. I mean, we are back office staff, but we're just as essential as the provider services on the front line. And we support them every single day, 365 days a year.
And I would imagine you have some challenging days.
Certainly do. And I wouldn't get out of bed and go to work if I didn't. And I absolutely love my job.
Good for you. And I know you do, because just your whole body language, whenever I see you talking about work, you're very passionate about what you do. And you just want to help.
I do. I think that for me, my drive is I want to invest in doing good, because these services, we never know when we're going to need them ourselves or our families. So I want to ensure that with the managers that they're delivering the best care that they can for those people out there that really need it.
And we are in times when I think they're probably needed more than, you know, if you go back 30, 40 years ago, I would imagine there's more of a necessity for what you do now than there was back then. So, and this ain't going to change. This is only going to get worse, isn't it?
It is. The demand has increased. We're living longer. Medications improve the lifestyles of individuals, whether it's in a care setting or at home, has improved. And that can only put more and more pressure on what we have with the money that we haven't got.
Yeah, the money that we haven't got, I like that. So Vicky, what's your role?
So I'm a re-ablement leader with the Community Outreach and Re-ablement team. And re-ablement is a service which provides short-term care for people, mainly to facilitate hospital discharges, because it's aimed at people that can regain their independence. They don't need to medically be in hospital anymore, but they would struggle to cope safely at home without support. So we step in for the short term to help them regain their independence.
So how many people at the moment have you got sort of that need to be put into certain situations?
A couple of hundred. We've got over 100 at the moment on our books, but referrals come in every day, thick and fast.
So every single day there's a new one, there's a new story to be written, and so on.
Our goal is to start between 8 to 10 packages of care a day.
Wow. So talk us through what happens. So you get a phone call and you say, right, okay, you got to, so what happens then?
So in terms of hospital discharges, we get a referral sent from the hospital social work team or the integrated discharge team that send that over to us, which goes to our response coordinators, who will then look at our capacity and try and fit in the care needs sort of logistics wise. And they're a fantastic team. They work really hard. I don't know how they do it. They manage to sort it all out very well. And then that referral, once it's accepted, comes to us as a re-ablement leader. We then go out to visit the person once they're home and do a full care assessment to make sure that the support that's been set up does meet their needs. And once all that's set up and all the paperwork's in place, we monitor it regularly. We go and review people, and we're always at the end of the phone for them, and support staff will visit with their allocated goal plans, and the support staff work with them, not for them, and really encourage them to regain their independence again with sort of the simple daily tasks that we all take for granted.
Wow, and all this is done in like double quick time, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so because otherwise the longer you leave it, the worse things get.
Yes, we normally see people on the day they're discharged home.
Wow, that's quick. Yeah. That is quick. So you're obviously here to talk about an event that is, I'm guessing, promoting the roles that you were just talking about there, because you obviously, the more people that need help means you need more people at the sharp end doing certain things. So I'm guessing that's what next week's event is all about.
Certainly is. We've and just in the council itself, we've got lots of opportunities within the care sector, within the council, as well as other jobs as well. But primarily, this event is specifically around care and health opportunities and careers potentially for individuals that may be looking at something different, or school leavers potentially, some individuals or maybe at college who are looking at a new career. And specifically, the vacancies that we will be plugging next week will be in within adult social care.
Okay, so how many roles are available at the moment? I mean, I guess, does this suggest that if you just say, for instance, if the figure was 20, that means you're 20 people short?
Yeah, we're always short. But we're always continuously recruiting as part of career progression. People do move in their roles. They get to a point where they've gained the qualifications they want to change slightly. One of the career paths in Vicky's role is that they can become a social worker at the end, so it's a change of pathway, so they would leave the service, that would open up another opportunity for someone else. People leave, they retire, they leave to go to the mainland, whatever the reasons, we're constantly churning staff out.
So we've got to look after the future, basically, haven't we, Vicky?
Yeah.
So
how are we
going to do this next week? And who's what sort of jobs are we? Talk us through.
So one of the opportunities we've got available that's open right now is the undergraduate support worker scheme, which is something I'm running with one of the deputy managers of our service, which is aimed at anyone who has recently completed a level 2 or level 3 qualification in health and social care. It's a 2-year fixed contract, and it gives them the opportunity to experience different areas of health and social care within the council. We support them to do placements in different areas so that they can get a real good experience, find what they're passionate about, and then they can pursue a career in that area.
Wow.
That started last year. We've got a group at the moment which are absolutely fantastic. They're great guys.
So if you were thinking of, you know, a career change, or even you're at the start of your your working life, and you might be thinking, oh yeah, but I haven't got any experience. Mm. Is that what would you say to that?
So if there's anyone that is looking to maybe start a role like that, I would highly recommend them looking at a role like the undergraduate support worker, because it provides you that experience whilst being paid. It's vocational training at the end of the day to really get that experience and find what you're passionate about. The Isle of Wight Council also provides a fantastic training programme. So even for the more permanent roles as support workers or any staff within adult social care, the training at the council, in my experience, is second to none.
Have to agree. Yeah.
I've got to be honest. I mean, there were times when people probably look at the council and just think, oh, it's just a job. You've got to look beyond that, because there are so many departments doing so many wonderful things. I would imagine the jobs there are so fulfilling and so on. And, you know, to join, to go on board, don't think that it's going to be dull and mundane. It's probably going to be, as the expression you used off air, challenging but rewarding.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. There's most definitely never a dull day in the council, ever.
And the thought of actually helping people that desperately need it, I just think that's a win-win situation. That must be a lovely feeling to have when you know that you've helped somebody go from, you know, having a problem, nowhere to stay, and all of a sudden they're all, you know, they've got somewhere to stay, they've got possibly a role that they can be a part of. I mean, some of the people that you have helped might just end up helping you by thinking, here, hang on a minute, I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually had quite a few people in the past apply to work with us because they've had experience with either themselves or family members that have used the services provided and thought, I want to do that, I want to help people. And even on the most challenging day that I have, I tend to go home with a smile because I know I've helped someone, I know I've done my very best.
And that's a magical feeling.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So next week it's Lord Louis Library in Newport. It's Wednesday the 18th. I've been plugging it as the 17th. So sorry if you're getting people turn up on the 17th. You're just a day early. That's all. It's only on for 4 hours, but I would imagine you're going to do an awful lot in those 4 hours. What's on the plan?
So I will be there myself as part of the undergraduate scheme. There's also lots of other vacancies within the council available there. I've had it confirmed we can interview on the day as well for anyone who's very interested and wants to apply then and there. There's also going to be lots of other services providing different information about the vacancies they've got. So the NHS Trust will be there, Mountbatten, the college, a lot of the Alzheimer's Cafe, a lot of private agencies such as Oakray Care and White Home Care. There's going to be a lot there to have a good look round and see what gets your interest.
Huge opportunity, and all I would say to people, if you were thinking of a different career, or you don't have a career at the moment, you've got nothing to lose by turning up and seeing what is available and how you can help and probably help yourself. So would that be fair to say?
Almost definitely, yeah.
So go along and don't miss it. Don't miss that opportunity. Because just say, for instance, if you go along and you think, no, it's not really for me, at least then you know. At least then you've put yourself out. But I very much doubt that that would be the case because there's so many different opportunities. I mean, they're looking at the list of people that are involved. It's not just one job and it fits all. There's lots of different places where you could fit into this system and you can help. And you can also, you know, earn yourself some money and a wage. So, you know, the Care and Health Career Recruitment Festival is taking place next Wednesday, Lord Louis Library. It's the 18th and it's from 10 through until 2. And you just said something amazing. You could do interviews on the day, so you could literally start that quick.
We held this event last year and we had over 800 people come through the door in the 4 hours
Did you say 800?
Over 800, yes.
Good
in the 4 hours that we were there. We interviewed a few people who are now employed and working for some of our provider services in the council. So, the opportunity's there. It's down to the individuals to get up and come and walk through the door. We want to meet people to have a rewarding career in health and social care. So the opportunity's there. We've also got DWP will be there as well to provide any tips regarding CVs and advice and support there in relation to careers as well. So if somebody's still not quite found their feet yet and still needs further advice, just come along and just have a chat with these people. We'll be talking to people who have got a career already, so they'll be able to share their life experiences in the sort of jobs that you may be interested in. So we'd love to meet you.
What made you get involved?
It's a difficult one because I come from background of military. My dad was in the army and I was in the army, and I was a little bit lost when I left. It was a very sort of secure job for me. And I just left, and I was looking as business admin, and I thought that was great. But then when you can do that in social care and help with the impact that Vicky does with helping people out in the community, I thought, this is what I want to do. Not only just be a business manager, but do it in an area that really matters. And as I said earlier, it's about investing in those services to make them the best that they are, because you never know if you're going to need it yourself.
The reason why I ask is obviously we are reaching out to people that might not necessarily give this any thought whatsoever, because they may not even know that it's there. And it's a case of, well, I might have a job, and but you might not be very happy. This is something that you just poke somebody and say, hey, look, just take a look at this. Take a look at how these people are feeling that are doing the job and how rewarding it can be. You know, not everybody wakes up and says, right, I'm going to go and do that then. You might need to be coaxed, or you might not know that it's there. So I'll ask you the same question, Vicky. I mean, you're obviously considerably younger than Darren. What made you decide that that's what I want to do?
So I always knew I wanted to help people from a young age. It's just sort of the way my family's built up, the way I was brought up. Helping people is the main goal in life. When I finished university and came back to the island, I didn't know how I was going to do that. I didn't know where I was going to go. And I just happened to apply for a job with Southern Housing Group, and that's how I got into health and social care. I then left the role because I ended up helping to care for my father whilst he was unwell, and found that I really missed it. I really missed, on a daily basis, helping multiple people. It is an incredibly rewarding industry to be in. And then the pandemic hit, and I saw the crisis situations that a lot of people were in and thought, no, this is my time to get back into it. And then I came and joined the council.
Wow. And yeah. Next week we could be creating more stories like that.
Yeah.
If people, all you need to do is just turn up. You don't have to pay anything. It's free, isn't it? Turn up and see. You could have a little look and see what your future looks like. Or you might think, well, do you know what, it's not for me, but give it a go.
Yeah, it certainly could be a career change. I mean, we're not necessarily looking for fresh people. I mean, that's always a good thing, especially with staff retention. We want a younger workforce. However, there might be some older, maturer people out there that are looking for a career change. I got into this job when I was 34. So, and it was a complete career change. You know, completely out of my comfort zone, and I had to learn. I had no academic qualifications. I built that up. The council have invested in me as an individual, and that's one of the best things that you can ever get out of the council, is their investment in learning and development as an employee for the council. There's training opportunities when you get in there, and it just opens up loads of doors for you. So please come down next week.
Yeah, brilliant. It speaks volumes, doesn't it? When and don't take this the wrong way. There you were. You come out of the army, and I know, you know, my son's been in the army 12 years, and I look at him and I think, could you do something like this? You don't come across as a very caring sort. I'm sure he is, because army and this is totally different. But there you go. You took the step, and you've never looked back.
No, I certainly have some skills, self-discipline. You know, to being timely, being honest. Integrity in your ability to do the job that you want to do to the best of your ability. And I think sometimes those skills are specific to armed forces and people that may be leaving, whatever the age. So if you come out after 5 years and starting to look for something completely different, you've already got some really good skill sets there. We had, during the pandemic, carers out there who were from British Airways air stewardesses helping us with the care that we had to provide. So it doesn't matter what role you're in, there are specific skill sets you may have that you're not aware of that we need in our provider services.
Yeah, and let's be honest, I would imagine that everyone's got that in them. If they've got family, everyone's been part of a family and so on, and you're going to have someone that needs some help, someone that needs some care. So I would imagine that, you know, if you're of the mindset of, oh, I've got no experience, I bet if you look deep enough and long enough, you wouldn't have to look too long, actually, because most of us have got that in. As you mentioned, you looked after your father.
Yeah.
And so on. Most of us have got that in us. So, you know, and you didn't get a certificate for that. It's just in you. So I would imagine that's the same for most people. So, you know, again, we'll plug this. It's the 18th of September. It's next Wednesday. It's at Lord Louis Library, and it's on between 10 and 2. Go make a difference to your life and to others as well. Is there anything else you want to add, Vicky?
No, just to come along and have a chat with me. Like I said, I will be there. I'm more than happy to talk through my experience with anyone and help signpost them in the direction they want to go.
Brilliant. And Darren?
I'll be popping in there. I'm a busy man, but I'll be certainly popping over there just to meet a few people and just see how things are going on. And it was a great event last year, and we want to replicate that, but we want to expand. We want not 800 people through the door this time. We want to double that if we can. So please, if anybody's out there thinking of a career in health and social care, no matter where they are in life at the moment, come down, have a chat. You never know.
Go and do it. Change your life. Change someone else's. Fantastic. Thank you both for coming in.
You're welcome.